I want to talk tonight about the number one book sales in the world, the history of the world, apart from the Bible. Do you know what one of the most popular books throughout the world is? I was shocked to hear this. I thought it might be Shakespeare's writings or maybe a poet like Poe or someone like that. But turns out the most popular book is the Harry Potter series. Now, there's been a lot of religious debates over the Harry Potter series. By the way, these books are by a guy by the name of, I guess it's a gal, J.K. Rowling. And, you know, it's very close to a lot of the occultic stuff found in R.R. Tolkien. And both of these are known for writing fantasy novels, C.S. Lewis and J.R. Tolkien, with Christian subjects. And this J.K. Rowling describes herself as a Christian. And, you know, that's a very broad term anymore, Christianity. Well, Harry Potter series is pagan. And it encourages children to oppose authority. And it also, because of its popularity, is enough for me to know that there's something very wrong with the Harry Potter series. Very wrong. And the big compromisers go right along with it. You know, I believe that the Harry Potter series promotes witchcraft, magic, and so on. Of course, a lot of people disagree with me on that. Now, the people that are coming against it are those that are on the narrow path. Okay. And there's many, when you look at the major publications today that are even now going along with homosexuality, like Christianity Today, how can they call themselves Christian, right? Well, the religion of Wicca seems to be promoted in the Harry Potter series. It's a repackaging of drinking dead animal blood gives power, a satanic human sacrifice, Harry's powerful blood brings new life, demon possession is not spiritually dangerous. Passing through the fire, contacting the dead, conversing with ghosts, all of this is nothing more than satanic. And so I'm against the Harry Potter series, of course. If you go to the Harry Potter series, you can find reference to astrology, clairvoyance, numerology. There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter pass through the fire, that useth divination, or as an observer of times, an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination of the Lord. Deuteronomy 18:10-12. Why is there such a rise amongst Satanism among children? Even now they're trying to get a pass so people can have Satanist clubs in public schools. And so, now I don't know if there's any truth to this or not, but Matt Latimer a former speechwriter for the U.S. President George Bush, claimed that during the Bush administration, people in the White House had denied Rowling the Presidential Medal of Freedom because the books encouraged witchcraft. Well, that just raises the question even more. And obviously another reason why I know that the Harry Potter series is evil is because of the fact that the Roman Catholic Church has not taken any official position on the books. You know, they're walking that line, compromisers. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm not surprised that it is so popular because Satan wants to promote his own devices. You know? Hogwarts, the Harry Potter film series, pagan imagery has taken place in the Gloucester Cathedral, and they just go right along with this garbage. The Archbishop of Canterbury, George Carey, gave positive remarks about the Harry Potter in the Philosopher's Stone film. And now the Church of England is publishing, mixing it up with Harry Potter, a 48-page book designed to use parallels from the novels to teach faith. What a joke. Judaism has supported this, Harry Potter books, as a, quote, source for good. I'd love to tell you something. Well, let it be known that Larry Phillips and Pine Grove Grace Fellowship is adamantly opposed to the Harry Potter series. The Bible tells us in last times they will not endure sound doctrine, but they will be turned unto fables. Fables. It's mixing secularism, witchcraft, humanism, occultism in with the supposed with the Bible, because the author Rowling calls herself a Christian. She attended the Church of Scotland while writing the Harry Potter. And her eldest daughter, Jessica, was baptized into that faith. Well, I'll tell you, she says, I think you can see that in the books, of course, Hogwarts is a multi-faith school. You know, she's an ecumenist. You know, she's an ecumenist. She's occasionally experienced doubt about her religious faith in a British documentary. And she's very similar to these people like Lewis and Tolkien and Charles Williams, who explored Christian themes in a fantasy context. And there's so many others. I'm not going to go into all of them. Well, you know, I encourage Christians, especially parents, to not allow their children to participate in reading the Harry Potter series. And don't even encourage your teenagers to read C.S. Lewis in The Lion and the Witch and the Wardrobe either. That's another subject for another time. But I just wanted to touch on that tonight because the fact that the Harry Potter series is such a popular popular series, almost as popular as the Bible, that's enough for me. Because it's Satan working against the truth of God's Word. God bless.